hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone had an absolutely wonderful weekend. Hope you had a safe weekend. I was on the Hagman Show on Friday. Went into a lot of stuff that's going on. So if you guys listen to that show, hope you enjoyed it. Pretty intense show, but it was a good show. And it appears this morning, after the nightly futures numbers were coming in, we've now seen oil drop almost 21% as of this morning, down to $33 a barrel. That's actually a little pickup from where it was. And the Dow is back up to being only down 6% at about a 1,600-point drop. You guys saw a little bit ago, it dropped 1,900 points or 7%, and the market stopped trading for 15 minutes. Completely stopped. Breakers tripped is what they call it. And as soon as it reopened, it immediately began to drop more. And it appears to be, from where reports are coming in, the plunge protection team tried to step in, and they're trying to bring the market up a little bit. And just as a recap, the plunge protection team is the team official to the United States government, as their main official mission is to advise the U.S. president during times of economic and stock market turbulence is what they're supposed to do. But many have reported on repeated occasions that the team doesn't just advise, they do actively intervene at some times to prop up stock prices in order to keep the market from going nuts and being able to manipulate it a bit more efficiently. That's at least what the word on the street's always been from them. But nonetheless, very interesting morning, as it will be. And how are you doing today, Dan?
Oh, absolutely. Blessed is the Lord. This is the day the Lord hath made. It doesn't matter what the stock market does. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It doesn't matter. We have to have hope. We have to have faith. We have to have a purpose. And we have to understand that God's still on the throne. Guess what, guys? This stock market crash has not taken God by surprise. He's omnipresent. He knew this was going to happen. And, you know, and as if you guys are many of you have been listening to the show for many years now. We warned you a long time ago. In fact, we warned you for the last 3 months that you needed to be out of the equities market. We told you that we were out of the equities market. The thing was a massive bubble, and that the coronavirus was going to cause a massive domino effect around the planet that was going to cause this basically dropping the Dow. So if you guys have been listening to the show and you've applied what we've told you, including buying gold at 1,000 an ounce a few years ago, you guys are doing really well. So I'm happy for you. Now, if you didn't, oh well. You know, just remember, you know, God's still in charge and prayer still changes things. And we have to have hope. We have to have hope. I mean, let me give you a couple of verses this morning. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, I love this verse. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, and plans to give you a hope and a future." Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and they will not grow weary. They will walk and they will not faint." Colossians 1:27, "To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." Philippians 1:6, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ." And Romans 5:5, "And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us." Romans 15:13, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that they overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Romans 8:24-25, "For in this hope we are saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what I already have? But if we hope for what we do not have yet, we wait for it patiently." Guys, and this is what we have to really look at this. God is a God of hope and of love, of prosperity, and he wants you to be blessed in all the areas of your life. And I pray that for you every day, and I pray that for you this morning. In Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who diligently seek him." And that gives us the hope. Guys, it's so important this morning. I was praying about this last night, that we don't dwell on what's happening right now in this micro universe that we live in, and this little group of people that we have together here on this planet. We have to look at the greater picture. And the greater picture is that God loves you, and that you're in covenant with the creator of the universe, and you have hope in him. He'll protect you. And he gave you his word. I mean, look at James 2:14-22 says. It says, what good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him if a brother or sister is poorly clothed or lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and be filled, without giving him the things needed for the body? What good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead, or as some Bible verses call it, is meaningless. But someone will say, if you have faith and I have works, show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe that, and they shudder. We've talked about that before. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered up Isaac? You see that faith was active along with his works, and the faith was completed by his works. Guys, this is really important that I explain this to you a little bit for those of you who are new in Christians, who are new Christians. What God's saying to us in these verses is this, and what the Bible clearly states in so many different places, that if you have faith, it has to be accompanied by works. If you know you need to do something because you're being led by the Holy Spirit and you're doing it in faith, you step out and you do it, it pleases God because you have faith. Now, remember this. This is super important. Whatever you try to do, whatever you step out to do in faith, has to line up with the Word of God. It has to be based by Scripture. You have to understand what the Bible says. Start in the book of John. That's the place to read, the Gospel of John. Then read the book of Hebrews. Then go back to the other Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Read those. Then read the book of Acts. Those are your primary primary growth books of the New Testament. And then you have to start to understand what God is and who God is, and you know what he believes and you know what he wants us to do. And all that's explained through the words. That way, if you feel you need to do something, you understand from Scripture that you need to do it. Now you can also look it up. You can basically put it in your search engine, look up what you want to do, say based on Scripture, and see if you can find Scripture that's going to justify what you're doing. But it's very important not to take that Scripture out of context. In other words, don't take something that was said in a certain area about a specific thing or a project that God was doing or the Old Testament was doing or the New Testament was doing, and then try to force it into your framework. That's not okay. Because what happens, you'll find yourself twisting the Scripture and taking it out of context. And if you do that, you're not going to get the response or the results that you want. You know, it's like what it says, one verse of the Bible says, Judas hanged himself, and another verse says, go and do likewise. I mean don't do stuff like that. That's not okay. You got to make sure the word lines up with what the Bible says it's supposed to be. Now, this is so important, guys, because listen to me. The last verse I read you is faith without action is meaningless. Now, here's what that means to me in today's context. It goes back to what my grandmother did on that plaque she wrote. Zwei Leben stützen brechen nie Gebet und Arbeit heißen sie. Two fundamental principles of life that cannot be broken, prayer and work. Now, you say, what does that mean right now with this coronavirus that's basically spreading everywhere? And it's this. God wants you to have faith that you're going to walk in divine health. He wants you to have faith that all things are going to work out for you perfectly. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He wants you to have that, but he also wants you to be diligent. You know, we've told you on the show, you've got to maintain your immune system. This is where the works comes in. You've got to take your D3K2. You've got to take your potassium iodide. You've got to take your vitamin C. You know, we still have all of those things still in stock at Health Masters. We've been really pushing our suppliers. Things are getting really squirrely now with price increases and all kinds of crazy things that are happening. We haven't implemented any of that yet, but we have had a lot of shortages that we've refilled. So here's the point of that scripture with that. If you know that your immune system has to have D3, if you know your immune system has to have vitamin C, if you know your immune system has to have potassium iodide, that's part of what I believe God talks about as far as works. You've got to do what you know to do. If you know you need to wash your hands, do it. If you know you need to stay out of crowds of people, even Trump rallies, if you're going to go to, even though he continues to say, come to my 20,000-person Trump rally so we can all spread this stuff together. That's not what he says, but that's what he's implying. Don't go to that Trump rally. Don't do that. I mean, for that man to say this is beyond belief to me. Even Bernie Sanders now says his rallies will continue. I mean, it's just like a bunch of inmates are running the asylum. It's crazy. So what we have here is we have to have faith, plus we have to have action. We need to know that God wants to bless us and take care of us, but we can't be foolish with our decisions. Let me give you a perfect example. Years ago, I had a friend, I still have a friend, whose son basically was healed from cancer. And I'm not going to belabor this point this morning because it's not the point of the show. But the kid went right back out and started doing the exact same things that he was doing that caused him to get the cancer to start with. I told him he worked with a naturopathic physician to get this done and also a medical doctor to have this healing come about. And now the kid basically has cancer again and he's dying. And the sad part about all of this is that the kid never realized what God had done for him. He never realized that the lifestyle changes and the supplements and all the things that his dad did and the surgery he had to have and all that are what did this for him as far as getting him over the hump with his cancer. Because he had the action. His family had the faith. He took the action, was forced into the action, but then he turned right back around and he walked away from what he was doing because he wasn't convicted. And now he basically is on the brink of death. And we're praying for a miracle for him. But guys, here's the thing. It's not just this young man who did this. This happens to a lot of people on this planet. They see things they know they need to do. They implement them for a little while. And then they stop doing it and they fall back into old behavioral patterns. Paul even talked about this. And he said, the things that I know that I need to do are the things that I don't do. But the things that I know that I shouldn't do, these are the things that I do. This is because we live in a carnal body, and our body is constantly fighting against itself. This is why God came and he gave us Christ, that when we get saved, we then have the hope of glory. We then have a covenant with the Most High God. We then become one with God through the blood covenant we have with Jesus. And I've talked about this many, many times. So then when you do fall short of the glory of God and you do make a mistake and you ask God to forgive you, he looks at you like, well, what are you talking about? I don't remember that. Because you're covered by the blood of the Lamb. And this is why it's so important that we become saved. This is why the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Guys, it doesn't matter what religion you are, okay? In the end, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. It doesn't matter if you're a Hindu, a Buddhist, a Jewish, a Muslim. It doesn't make one bit of difference. Everybody in the end will understand that Jesus Christ is Lord. And for many, it'll be too late because they'll already have passed and they'll be gone and basically they'll end up, you know, in purgatory or in a place where they don't want to go, hell. Nobody wants to go to hell. I mean, hell's just something that we don't even want to think about. And see, this is the thing that's important. But guys, does that mean that we should accept Christ and live for God and live for Jesus if that's just to avoid hell? Well, you could do it that way, I guess, but it's kind of a negative association as far as I'm concerned. I'd rather live for God, be led by the Holy Spirit, be in a covenant with the Most High God, accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior, and have a wonderful life, and then go ahead and proceed to be on with glory. I mean, instead of doing it the opposite way, which is kind of negative. You know, the other day, you've got all these people who follow Q, and I get so frustrated about that. I've discounted that. Remember the multiple hundreds of thousands of people that were going to be under indictment under Donald Trump? I mean, it's just, the whole thing is ludicrous. It's a psychop. And I had another lady just the other day had contacted me. She's, quote-unquote, an inside source up in Washington, D.C., and I was talking to her via a friend of mine who had my telephone number, and all she was doing was cue this, cue that, and cue this, and how wonderful Donald Trump is, and Donald Trump has the master plan, and he's playing three-dimensional chess. And I said to her, stop! She said, what do you mean, stop? And I said, why doesn't Trump ever talk about Jesus? And she got real quiet. I said, I asked you a question. Why have I never heard him mention one time the name of Jesus? Not once. Not once. She was, well, I don't know. I don't know why he would do that. I said, okay, well, just why don't you think about that? Why don't you think about that? And, you know, see, guys, here's the thing. If we're not willing to talk about Jesus, the author, the finisher, the perfecter of our faith, are we even saved? I mean, are we embarrassed that we're Christians? Did he hang out with Roy Cohn and too many people from other faiths for too long, and now he's basically has become jaded? He won't mention the name of Jesus. Have you noticed how Hollywood never mentions the name of Jesus? How you never hear, unless it's doing it in the spoof, and they're trying to, you know, destroy the legacy of Jesus Christ and who he is and what he is right now. They don't. They may mention it for that. They do it in a blasphemous way. but they never let you pray in Jesus' name, even in movies, even during the dinner in the movies. I mean, even in older movies. I mean, back in the 50s, they still don't pray in the name of Jesus. Very rarely do you ever hear that. That's because they have an atavistic hatred of Jesus Christ. Generational, 1,000-year-old history of, 2,000-year-old history of hatred. So it's important that we understand that our government is not going to save us. That's not. Jesus Christ is going to save us. You know, we're never going to find a, how should I say this, a government solution to a spiritual problem. You know, Donald Trump is not the Messiah, though Wayne Allyn Root basically declared him, you know, king of Israel a few years ago. I'm sorry, last summer, and then Trump retweeted that message. I mean, we posted that article that Trump declares himself king of Israel, you know, on the website. You know, this is out of Vanity Fair, an article that we reposted. But guys, think about this for a second. I mean, you know, who in the world is in the White House right now? What in the world are they doing? Now they're talking about medical martial law, a new type of medical patriot act they're coming out with. I don't know if that's true. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do with all of this crazy stuff. And they're talking about coronavirus now ripping through the whole population and everybody having to go into giant quarantine facilities or camps or quarantine in their own homes. I don't know if all that is true. But here's the thing. It doesn't make a whole lot of difference, does it? If you've got a hope in Jesus and a hope in glory, and you've done your prepping, you've got your food stored up, you've got your supplements, you've got your, you know, your water supply, and you've got to stay at home for a few months, it's not that really a big of a deal, is it? But that's how we have to look at it. Don't allow these people, this media, to get you into this giant frenzy of fear, because fear makes you do things and accept things you don't want. Remember what happened to the United States when they did this Hegelian dialectic and they did this shock and awe? It's the same thing they do to you. They shock and awe you. They shock and awe you with the coronavirus. They shock and awe you with the stock market falling. They shock and awe with you with, you know, with all these things, with the oil tumbling and all the things. Shock and awe, shock and awe, shock and awe. And they get you into a shell shock mode. This is exactly what they learned from World War I with the Tavistock Institute, the Office of Naval Intelligence. They learned that if a person got to a point where they became completely and totally shocked, shell-shocked, that they could split their personalities. They could get them to accept anything they wanted to do. In other words, if you're desperate enough and you're scared enough, you're willing to give away your freedoms for more regulation. This is how they got the Patriot Act passed because of 9/11. Many of you are old enough to remember what happened 20 years ago in 9/11. You guys, you remember. You were there. You were awake. You see it. Only a few of you left remember 1941, December the 7th, with Pearl Harbor, the other false flag that Roosevelt did to bring the United States into World War II. I mean, this was set up to have the Japanese attack us, in case you guys haven't done the history books on this. There was an eight-step process to force Japan, one of them by cutting off their oil, to attack the United States of America, to bring us into World War II, because the Zionists wanted this. The Zionists wanted World War II. It was all set up through the Balfour Declaration and through the Versailles Treaty. It's the International Bank. It's always the same guys. Let me put it that way. It's always the guys who took down Building 7. They're the same guys that released coronavirus, in my opinion. It's my opinion. Same guys. They're the same guys now that have pushed the coronavirus to basically contract the M1 money supply, to contract the stock market, to contract the futures, contract everything. The Dow down thousands of points. This is the same group of people. This is how they constantly manipulate us. And I just pray, and every day I pray that these guys get exposed. And I think they've been pretty exposed. Now, we had another guy come out. He's supposedly dead now. I'm not going to even mention his name because I don't want you guys to watch it because I don't post it. I didn't post it. And he basically, his name was, well, I'm not going to even give you his name. And he was saying how this whole thing's a psyop to get the people who are involved in the Patriot movement, and basically who were basically wanting to have the Constitution restored in the United States, to get a list of their names. This is the same thing that we've all heard for the last 20 years. And, you know, guys, here's the thing. You know, I don't know what they're planning on doing, but, you know, I'm right at the spear of this thing, and I don't really care anymore, because I'm not going to not tell you guys the truth. I'm just going to not do that. I've told you that many times on the show. I mean, like right now, if you guys have listened to us and what we've told you to do, you've got food stored, you've got supplements stored, you've got water stored, you've got, you know, you've got some gold and silver, you've gotten out of the equity markets, and you're pretty good shape. And that's the kind of stuff they don't want us telling you. They don't want us telling you the stuff that you need to do from a faith-based perspective. You know, we're not born of a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. If these clowns want to run around and do all this stuff and shell shock everybody so they can bring in their Hegelian dialectic that Austin talked about on Friday, this problem action solution. Oh, the problem is the market's in a free fall. The problem is we don't have a one world currency. The problem is we don't have a digital currency. The problem is that's what they're doing right now. They're forcing all of us to accept their Hegelian dialectic and their solution through shock and awe. That's what's going on right now. We see it. We saw it down here in Florida back in 2004 when they sent three hurricanes via HARP or whatever they did right over our county within a six-week period. It was unbelievable. Everything's flooded. Trees are down everywhere. And it was kind of like you get shell-shocked. You're like, what the heck? No power for a week at a time. You start thinking, what the world is going on? And you get basically weary of it. And that's where they want you to be. They want you to be weary of the news. And don't get me wrong. This coronavirus is very, very real. They got that Grand Princess now basically is being taken off, people being taken off the ship. They're being taken to a military installation across country, being returned to their respective countries. I mean, all of this stuff is very, very real. But, guys, here's the thing. If you have enough D3, K2, and potassium iodide and vitamin C in your system, this thing is to me, as far as I'm concerned, it's just not that big of a deal. But, guys, that's the problem. Almost everybody are deficient in those nutrients in the United States. That's why the immune systems get so messed up and their lungs fill with fluid because of we talked about the cytokine storm that occurs when everything starts going inflammation and you start the fluid in the lungs. I mean, right now in China, they have people going to the morgue, and they're telling us this, that are basically put down, they're dying of pneumonia, unrelated cause. They don't put them down as coronavirus. They just put down pneumonia, as they're running them through the portable cremators. And guys, we've only tested 1,500 people in the United States for coronavirus. Those are the real numbers, 1,500 people. And we've got hundreds of people infected out of 1,500. I mean, that's pretty bad. But yet they were telling us now, don't worry about it, nothing to see here, move on. Well, no, they're setting us up for medical martial law with the forced vaccines that Austin talked about on Hagman on Friday night. All of this stuff is coming upon us. But guys, fear not, for God is with you. None of this stuff is taking the great I am by surprise. He's going to take care of you, but you got to do your part because faith without action is meaningless. You got to step up and do what you know you need to do. You say, "Well, I don't want to do that. I'm not taking vitamins." Okay, all right, that's your choice. But don't come yelling and squalling back to us and saying, "Oh, I've got this and I'm dying." Don't do that. If this is where you want to go with this, then go. If you're going to embrace that, embrace it. It's okay. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you. You're an adult if you're listening to the show, most likely. It's one of those things. We've all got to work together to do what we need to do when we need to do it. And right now, guys, we need to stay healthy, all right? You need to wash your hands. That's the most important thing you can do. You need to stay out of public areas with a lot of people running around coughing and sneezing and hacking on you. You don't need that right now. And if you're over the age of 70, you really don't belong on a cruise ship right now. You just don't need to go on a cruise at all, especially on a carnival ship. It's so important. There's certain things we need to do right now. But one of the things we don't need to do is a walk in fear. We've got to walk in love. Because, guys, listen to me. Our time on this planet is short. We're only here for a little bit. The Bible says, "I'll know that you're my brothers, you'll be my sisters, because you love one another. You're my disciples. I'll know that you're my disciples because you love one another." You walk in love and you walk in faith and you walk in compassion. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you too. But this is not time to panic. It doesn't make any difference. We told you this. If you've been listening to this show, we told you this was going to happen. So it's just like, oh, wow. Ted Dawson warned us this was going to happen. It did. We're prepared now. So, oh, well, wow, look at everybody running around, scurrying around, all scared. We're not scared. We're prepared. See, that's the difference, a preparatory mindset. That's what faith without action is meaningless, is all about. Don't let the world dictate to you what kind of day you're going to have. For this is the day the Lord hath made, and we shall rejoice, and we shall be glad in it. Austin, what do you think, buddy?
That was well said, and it's interesting. That's why the media, because the media hates anybody being prepared for anything. This is the whole point. They love to catch people off guard, and they love to scare people. There's been numerous reports, like USA Today did one. There's another one on CNN, just going in and basically blasting people that are prepping, blasting people that are getting extra supplies, calling them hoarders, repeatedly using the term hoarding, 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 hoarding. And I'm getting a bunch of feedback on your end, Dad. And the problem with this is what they're doing is they're trying to go in and make people feel bad about being prepared. This is what they've done. They've done this for years. I mean, remember when the FBI and DHS came out, what was it, 10, 15 years ago? And it said anybody that basically had ammunition in a stored can container or had more food, you know, basically enough food for more than like 7 days could be classified as a potential terrorist. Those are signs of a potential terrorist. Remember the crap they pulled with that? Yeah, this is exactly what they're doing here because they don't want people to be prepped. They don't want people to go in and buy a couple extra rolls of toilet paper or go buy a couple extra bottles of supplements or go in and have a little bit of extra water. They don't want that. They want people to be scared and terrified and to rely on them. And of course, when the vaccine rolls out, this is what's coming next. I'm telling you 100% right now, that's the next game play in this. I've talked to enough people now, and I've been doing research on this for weeks. And I went into detail on Friday's show with Hagman. This is the next game plan they're going to do. They're going to keep allowing it to get worse and worse and worse and worse. That's why, I mean, there's been numerous reports from people. Dad got one. I got another one from a reporter. People coming back from Italy, flying back from Italy. They come in. Oh, where'd you come back in? Oh, Italy. Okay. All right, here you go. Here's your passport back. It's like, do you even want to know where I was at? No, come on. Next, next. And you're like, all right. They're telling us one thing, but they're doing another. I mean, down here in Florida, we've got like 6 or 7 cases right now, which is still nothing for the state of Florida and the population that we have. I think there were 2 deaths over the weekend now, both of which were older individuals. I think one was like 68 and the other one was like 72. Both of them had, you know, health issues, underlying health issues from what I've read. And so, but that means in Florida now, it's definitely time to use wisdom. And it's funny, I was talking to a buddy the other day, and he's like, he goes, I don't understand some people. He goes, where all these people are acting like they're being clean now and washing their hands. He goes, were they not doing that before? And he said, you know, he goes, I find it funny. He goes, one of my friends was telling me about how, oh, when he goes to like a public restroom now and he gets done washing his hands, he takes a paper towel and opens the door handle with the paper towel now to be careful. And I just started laughing hysterically with him. We both started laughing. And I said, I started doing that when I was like 3 years old when my dad would teach me to do that. I said, if you didn't do that
That's right, quite frankly,
I don't even know what you were doing with your life when it came to sanitation, you know, options. I mean, really? You go to a public bathroom and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize when you wash your hands are now clean. Now you're going to the public door that literally never gets wiped down but probably once a night when the janitor comes in, and roughly only about 30 to 40% of people wash their hands after going to the bathroom. Well, that was prior. Now it's probably higher than that. But they go to the bathroom. They don't wipe their hands. We've talked about numerous times. They have E. coli in their hands. They grab the door handle. They open the door. They walk out and leave. And now you just sat there and washed your hands for 30 seconds. You got them all shiny clean. And then you walk right around and you grab the door handle with a bare hand again, contaminating your hand. And we both started laughing about that because I was like, are some of these people just that dense? But a good thing is, though, this has really brought an attention to being better, actually having better sanitary habits. It really has. I mean, I see people now all the time, like everybody's washing their hands, being clean, and I'm like, well, sad you didn't do it before, but at least they're doing it now. So it's something that's kind of ironic, but at least it's good that is going on. And one thing you said earlier, Dad, as far as with Trump and not ever referring to the name of Jesus, that's very accurate. And one thing, too, that I've been always frustrated about, and you guys have heard me talk about this repeatedly, is the fact that he was a active sitting president when the Vegas false flag shooting happened, and he has never really ever talked about it again after it happened. He's never got in a basically third-party independent research firm or law enforcement firm or independent researchers to go in and actually find out what happened there. Why? Because he doesn't want anybody to know what happened there. That whole thing from the very beginning was a complete and total setup, all the way from never seeing a single muzzle flash from the 32nd story, the entire shooting, all the way to having 3 helicopters circling the area with numerous muzzle flashes coming from them, and those 3 helicopters turned their transponders on, off minutes before the shooting. The fact that there were no windows broken that night, and then there were reports later on, earlier that morning, like 2 and 3 a.m., from patrons who were back in the hotel, that there was an explosion and the glass was falling down on the outside, basically on that outside of the building. They never even discussed the fact that there was a phone charger in his room that didn't fit his phone, but yet he was a lone shooter. Nor did they talk about the fact that there were multiple key cards. You remember, all that stuff in Vegas is monitored, all those big hotels, those digital key cards, there were multiple entry and exits from that room with multiple key cards up until 30 minutes before the shooting, repeatedly. Or the security guard that allegedly got in a gunfight with him. Remember, Paddock released, what, 100 rounds down the hallway and hit the security guard in the leg. Then all of a sudden, the security guard allegedly goes to a hotel or goes to a hospital down the road but never is admitted on paper. And then all of a sudden, he disappears and leaves the country, disappears, then shows up to be on the Ellen DeGeneres show for 30 minutes and then immediately leaves the country again. Or the fact that when SWAT raided the room, there were no broken windows in the room. You can physically see on the body cam footage, and they say verbatim, there's no broken windows. We don't see thousands of rounds of brass expelled all over the carpet. We don't see the room basically littered with ammunition everywhere. You have a bunch of perfectly staged firearms randomly thrown all over the room in a frenzy to make it look as staged as physically possible. I mean, anybody that was setting up something like that, you'd have rifles set up perpendicular, lined up beside each other, and you'd run through rifles and throw them in a burnt pile. Rifles burnt, barrels burnt, dump it. You wouldn't throw the weapons. There's one weapon in the bathtub. There's another weapon on the couch. There's another weapon behind the door. There's a weapon under the table. Like, he shot them and then literally turned around and slung them as far as he could in the other room. That's idiotic. None of it even made sense. And then they said that he shot himself right when they breached the room. Then later on, the coroners came in and said, no, he was dead way before that. And this took SWAT 72 minutes to breach the room after the shooting. I mean, that's a derelict SWAT team if you ever had one. I mean, it's funny. I went out this weekend with a bunch of my buddies, retired Army guys, took Hunter out there to go shooting on his property. And we shot a lot over the weekend. And it's funny because, you know, we went through probably, I don't know, probably 1,000 rounds of 5.56. And in the area that we were in, and we're outside, we're in the woods, right? And there's just brass everywhere. And we were doing some low light, you know, dust shooting right before we left. And, you know, even the muzzle flash running longer rifles, 16-inch, 14.5 rifles, the muzzle flash, even at dusk, is very disorienting, even from semi-automatic weapons, let alone 32 stories up in the air from a broken window. That whole place would have been fuming with smoke. It would have been fuming with smoke. You would have seen so much blast and so much smoke coming out of those windows, yet you didn't see anything in videos. Yet, Donald Trump has never, never questioned that. In fact, we actually pushed it into allowing the ATF to ban bump fire stocks and make them a felony to possess, all because of that one incident. And basically the SAFE Act, which allowed the American population to deregulate suppressors and push them off the NFA category. That SAFE Act was getting voted on a week after the Las Vegas shooting. Oh, that's right. And that got completely shelved, never to be resurfaced again. All these things have occurred. Nothing's gotten brought up. There's been no independent investigation into it. Even of all those things that I brought up, which all those are documented facts, none of those are conspiracy theories. I researched this thing for a year afterwards. In fact, if you guys remember, our listeners that have listened to us for years, I went out to Vegas just weeks after that incident happened. 3 weeks after that shooting, I went out there. I was already scheduled to go out there for a SEMA auto show, and in fact, like right around that time, I was like, well, I'm still going to go. I'm going to go out there, and I went everywhere. I started talking to people, started talking to places, went out to the whole area, the venue that's at. They had off-duty detail blocking the area, would not allow you even near the area. Stop you immediately before you walk over there. Nope, sorry, off limits. Was off limits. It's just like parked recreation area. Nope, sorry, crime scene, can't go here. Okay, fair enough, not going to bother you. Go around, talk to other people, talk to Uber drivers. Everybody in unison said it was one of the strangest things that ever occurred and that there were numerous shooters reported that night. So everybody told me, numerous shooters, numerous shooters, numerous shooters, numerous shooters. Every single person said it didn't make sense. Nobody makes sense to anybody out there. Yet, there's never been an independent investigation. So that is something that is interesting when I hear a lot of people talk about the same thing Dad talked about with Q. And, you know, I think the last time we heard months ago it was supposed to be 100 or 150,000 sealed indictments against everybody. Oh, that's funny. Hillary Clinton's still running around. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And we still have Biden and Bernie, the two individuals that basically had been the longest in Washington running for president now, and that's what the left picked out. it's just, it never ends. Nobody's gone to jail. Nobody's gotten indicted. Nobody's doing anything. This is what they wanted everybody to do. They wanted to keep everybody focused on what their left hand was doing, while their right hand was doing, was getting everything prepared for, my opinion, exactly what they're doing right now. And that's the next thing, as again I said earlier, they're going to set up with essentially a medical vaccination martial law scenario. There's already been numerous articles that have come out now, and I talked about them on the show, and I'm going to reiterate them again, where they've been calling for, these are more of opinion articles, but they come out now and they said, hey, listen, the only way to stop this coronavirus once we get it under control is we have to start having mandatory vaccine paperwork shown just to travel. If you want to get on a plane, you have to show your vaccines. If you want to get on a train, you need to show your vaccines. Like we're in Gestapo Germany. Papers, please. Oh, you got to show me your papers. I'm just trying to fly unmolested freely on my way. Sorry, you can't fly unless you have your vaccine papers. And we already know with basically the aspect of what Bill Gates set up years ago, we talked about it in detail on the Hagman Show, as far as with his ID 2020 thing, where they want to go in and set up a full-blown mandatory ID 2020 alliance, and they said it was originally for third world countries, but where it's actually a immunization microchip so they can scan you and see if you've had all your immunizations. And of course, it was just for the third world country, but now they've already talked about bringing it into the United States now. And of course, if Bill Gates is behind it, you can pretty much best believe you know where it's going. So these are the things that are going on right now, and this is why we do this show. We have to bring these things up because people have to talk about them. This is something that's going to be more and more aggressive, guys, and listen to me on this. The more they push this agenda, the more they're going to try to censor everyone. They're going to try to censor the Patriots. They're going to try to censor alternative media. We've talked about this repeatedly, but it's getting worse, and it's getting worse. That's why we've seen so many big tech companies now talking about fake news. That's why a lot of times if you Google stuff or you click on anything with like Facebook and you click something like on coronavirus just to search it, the first thing it'll pop up with, it'll say, if you need information regarding the coronavirus, we will direct you to the WHO or the CDC for real information. What? But I can't make my own decision on what's going on. I can't do my own research. The only thing I can do now is click on what you tell me to click on so you can give me your propagandized information that I'm supposed to believe. Guys, that's where it's headed with this. So it's crucial. Forward these shows out to your friends. Sign up for our free weekly newsletter. We get this. We try to send stuff right to your email. And I appreciate everybody being patient with us over the weekend. If you guys saw, we had some issues on Saturday with our server. You know, we're doing the best we can to keep fighting off everything that's going on. And I'm not going to tell you as far as all the backstory of everything that happened, but there's definitely no doubt about it. We're experiencing opposition. There's no question about it. We are getting opposition on every angle from getting this truth out there. Because I had people email me and say, hey, what was going on? The website was down for about 6 hours on Saturday. We bounced back. We got everything fixed up on it. We're good to go again. But this isn't going to stop as far as the opposition that's trying to silence the alternative media, including our show. It's going to keep getting further and further and further down the rabbit hole and become more and more aggressive because they don't want us talking about exactly what we're talking about on here. They want the general media, the general populace to flip on CNN, drool on themselves, drink their diet soda, eat their MSG chips, and not think about what's going on. I watched the movie Dark Waters over the weekend with Lana. Incredibly enlightening film. I already knew about a lot of stuff with DuPont years ago, but the film was done very, very aggressively, and they put a lot of the information in there about all that. And it was done well. I recommend you watch it if you're interested in that. Regards PFOA, I've talked about it before. It's in Teflon. It was in the nonstick pans. It's in the water. It's in almost everything. And the stuff has been linked to so many diseases and different types of cancer. It's mind-boggling. And to see the depiction and the level of corruption, cover-up, and lies that DuPont did to the American populace, and then the EPA comes out and fines them $13 million. That's it. $13 million is their fine. And TFOA production, Teflon production alone, grossed them $1 billion per year at that time, and they were fined $13 million. And this lawyer continued to hit these guys. If you guys know the story, you know. And to the point they finally settled out of court for like $680 million, which still was a drop in the bucket for them, but yet they still continually been getting hammered with lawsuits, which they should, because what they did to the American populace, in my opinion, it really isn't forgivable with their pious attitude. They never came out and said, you guys know what? We completely screwed the American populace. There's going to be ramifications, toxicity, and diseases that are going to persist in the American population for the rest, pretty much, of ever. This stuff doesn't go away. It's 8 carbon atoms, and it never goes away. It never breaks down. They said 99% of the world's population has PFOA in their bloodstream when they've tested it. Everybody has it in their bloodstream. Yet these are things that have to be held accountable, and that's one thing that attorney said. He would not stop. He said they have to pay for what they've done, and we have to expose them to the entire world what they've done. And now, of course, they've dropped PFOAs, and they've switched over to another one now that's not regulated by the EPA that they say is not nearly as toxic, which you literally can't believe a single thing DuPont says once you actually see how much they lied to the American population. But again, stuff like that has to be talked about. That's why that movie did horrible at the box office and Rotten Tomatoes, you know, oh, this and that. This. No, it was accurate. I researched it before I watched it because I wanted to know exactly what was going on. And when you see it and you go, golly. And that was just one company. We see the same thing with Bayer now, buying out as far as with Monsanto. Same exact concept of these companies. They produce these compounds that are so egregious to the human body and to animal life and just world life in general. Yet nobody wants to talk about it. These are things that we talk about on this show on a regular basis to get this information out there so people can hear the truth, because everybody has a right to make an informed decision. You may not agree with me. You may completely disagree with me. That's 100% fine. If you don't agree with the research that I've done and that I've come up with in Daskama, that's okay. That is your right. But everybody has the right to hear both sides of the argument and both sides of the truth and make an informed decision. It is nobody's right to take that away from you, and especially the lying mainstream media that thinks that you only should be told what they want you to know. That is complete and total failure in a republic. A constitutional republic gives everybody the right to consent and everybody the right to hear the truth. And that's what we try to do on this show, Dad.
Awesome. That was excellent. Wow, that was amazing. Okay, I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to do it. It's because I wasn't going to push this agenda, but I'm going to push it. I'm on with Jeff Frentz tonight. He and I were emailing back and forth over the weekend. I highly respect Jeff Frentz. He's kind of like my mentor in the alternative radio network, him and Doug Hagman. And Jeff really, really is on point. And we're going to be discussing Donald Trump, the coronavirus, the Zionist infiltration of America, what's going on. So if you want to hear that whole show, it's going to be on this topic. That'll be the night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live, the Jeff Frentz Radio Network. Where, of course, I have my thanks to all the Frentz listeners who basically listen to the show every day. We have a huge audience with Frentz, a huge audience with Global Star, and I appreciate you guys, and I pray for you every day. And I'm going to say this on the show, as much as I don't want to say it, I really believe we were set up with Donald Trump. I've never come out and been this direct with you guys before. I really believe that they gave us a choice between coronavirus 1 or coronavirus 2 with Hillary and Donald. I believe they were both horrible, and that's why we all rallied behind Donald, because of his rallies, that he wants to continue having these giant rallies and spread coronavirus. We rallied behind him. But then when he went in and basically put all these Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan ex-officials, including Gottlieb and the FDA, who pushes vaccines, draconian vaccine regulation. I mean, he wanted to have like martial law vaccine regulation, and then they pulled him out of the FDA because he ran his mouth too much. Now he's barking again. You know, this stuff is just going to have to stop. You know, but I personally believe we got set up. I personally believe that Donald Trump was a plant from the very beginning, and that all of us fell into this, and we basically believed the lie again. And I'm sorry to tell you guys that, and I have not been that direct with you guys about that. I believe that Donald Trump, I believe we all had the country's best interests at heart. We really did. And I really believe that Donald Trump could have made a huge difference. I really believe that he was the accidental president, that he never expected to be president. They made him president. They groomed him, so to speak, for 15 years on his own talk show, and they put him in our front in front of us for all of those years. Guys, he got bought out and paid off by the Rothschild Inc. in the 80s, Wilbur Ross and Adelson, the casino magnate, in the basically, and he, Donald Trump, was for years involved in construction and with the unions and with the mafia in the casino business. We got set up, and he has allowed himself, we've allowed him to go in now. The Patriots have, I'm trying to be so careful with what I say. The evangelicals, it's not going to end well for them. The Zionists, who have gone and sucked up to this guy in the White House just to get an office with the president in the Oval Office, and we're talking top leaders, have gone in there and just completely excused this egregious behavior because they want to have a, they want to have the notoriety. This is the same thing that I saw happen in the seminar circuit back in the 90s, when we would go into a room and the ex-president, like President Bush, would be there, Barbara Bush would be there, Colin Powell would be there, General Schwarzkopf would be there. At that point, Bill Cosby would be there. And all these people that have been put in front of us all as being super famous and well-known in the world would be in a room. And you're kind of like, I'm in some pretty tall cotton right now. This is some weird stuff. I feel really strange right now. I mean, the fact that I'm even here, right? Thinking to myself, wow. Well, this is what's happened to the evangelicals. They've gotten invited into the White House. Trump is a hardcore Zionist. Some people believe he's converted to Judaism. Some people believe he's a Kabbalist. I'm not saying if any of this is true. I'm just saying that this is what I've gotten through my emails and through my stuff that I've read. He's pushing the Zionist agenda to the point, like I said earlier, a few minutes ago, that he basically repeated a tweet that Wayne Alaruda put out that he was king of Israel last summer out of Vanity Fair. I've got it posted on the website. We've been set up. You know, I'm sorry. It's just we have been. We've actually, and then the Q thing was a complete and total psychop against all of us to get the Patriots to not say, hey, Trump's not doing what he's supposed to do. And this is where we are. And now, you know, this is where we have found ourselves. And quite frankly, you know, they control both sides of the political aisle. I've given you that quote over and over again that, you know, Otto Kahn said that we can control both sides of the aisle. We basically are the yin and the yang. We promote communism, which is the break, which is the antithesis of the capitalism, and we hold the world by its axis to determine where we're going to go. This world is controlled by a group of Kabbalists that are basically in a priest class, that are Satanists, that worship a snake in a tree. That's who runs the planet, and they also control Donald Trump. Now, I can't be any more direct than that, because Donald Trump is, his own daughter is a Shabbatist, and they promote and practice Kabbalah, and so is his son-in-law. I mean, we can't make this stuff up. It's not in all the stuff that we've been, he pushed the red flag gun laws, he did all of this stuff, guys, and none of it's okay. And like Austin said, what happened to the Vegas investigation? You know, I remember the same thing happened with the Pulse nightclub. When we went over there a week or so after that happened, they said none of the cops told us none of what you were told in the news is true. And yep. We also went out there and talked to the cab drivers. They said none of what you told what happened is true. And none of it came out again. And now all of a sudden we have a coronavirus, which is very real, you know, and it's ravishing the planet. And yet we're being told now that, you know, we're having a stock market crash. And we're going to have forced immunizations, forced vaccines, forced this. And people, because of shock and awe, because of Hegelian dialectic, will now say, if you don't get vaccinated, you're not a good American. If you're not getting vaccinated, you're not a good patriot. If you're not a good, you have to get vaccinated. Peter Bitta. I mean, that's where we're going. And I'm telling you that right now. And hence our website gets hacked and crashes on Saturday. Yeah, that's right. And so we're telling you the truth. I told you guys I'm gonna keep telling you the truth, regardless. Let me give you a few more articles here, because we're almost out of time again. Donald Trump ignores stunning market plunge and mounting death toll to accuse the fake news media and their partner, the Democratic Party, of trying to inflame the coronavirus crisis. I don't even know what to say about that. Well, we've only tested 1,500 people in the United States, and we have hundreds of people infected, which is a huge percentage, guys. It's like 20% of those tested have been infected now, so that's kind of odd, isn't it? Another one, coronavirus basically is in Italy allows planes to fly to the U.S. from so-called quarantine zones with passengers without passengers facing any checks whatsoever. got a good friend of mine named Terrence. He just got back from Italy last week, went to Norway. The only question they ask him coming through customs, have you been to China in 14 days? No one ever asked anything about Italy. He wasn't tested, didn't have his thermometer, didn't have his temperature tested. Nothing was done. Complete and total open borders. It's almost as if they're trying to spread it. Oh, wow, did I actually say that? That wouldn't be possible, would it? I mean, would that be possible? Well, if you're gonna have medical martial law and another type of Patriot Act about this, don't you have to get it as bad as you can? Maybe, huh? Maybe. The alarming photos show coronavirus patients are hooked up to life support machines inside an Italian quarantine zone. Hospitalization as medics in hazmat suits battle to save their lives. You know, the stock market in Italy was down 10% today. 10%. That'd be like us dropping 2,500 points. Right now, Switzerland has crashed. Germany's crashed. Everything's crashed. Now, here's another article. How Saudi Arabia, which is, by the way, controlled, Zionist controlled through Israel, who are their allies, got to put that one together, is trying to cripple the Russian oil industry by flooding the world market and dropping the price to a 30-year low in a fight over coronavirus that could hit Trump's reelection hopes by triggering a U.S. recession. And here comes Hillary Clinton talking very presidential this past weekend on an interview she did and actually having a proper coronavirus response, kind of like she should be president of the world. President of the United States of America. Guys, come on now. This is crazy. Top coronavirus expert Dr. Fauci says 4 million tests should be available by the end of this week. Total lie. Before warning Americans to avoid crowds, which is totally true. Embrace for quarantines. That's coming on the way as the number of infected hits 554 across 34 states of the United States. Guys, how can we have 554 people tested, you know, with 1,500 tests that have been done? So that means a third of the people tested now have coronavirus in the United States. That's getting kind of crazy, isn't it? Russia, by the way, says it can weather $25 a barrel oil for up to 10 years as Putin sits back and eats popcorn and watches the world burn, I guess, is what he's looking at. He's pretty much got himself independent from the world. And the New York Fed is massively ramping up repo facilities and liquidity bailout again as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
They're about to step up to QE to infinity. Guys, we're about to go Weimar Republic in Zimbabwe is about to what's happen. I'm letting you guys know that. We're about to go Weimar Republic and QE to infinity in Zimbabwe. That's the only – remember, we talked about this in depth. When you have $1,400 trillion in U.S. currency in derivatives and all of these notes are coming due and all these gambling houses that have run these – that we call them the banks. We now should call them gambling houses because of the end of Glass-Steagall. What ends up happening is nobody has liquidity to pay the bills. And I'm telling you guys, they're going to implement capital controls in the United States. It may not be this week. It may not be this month. It may not be next month. But this thing's not going to go away because they want their new world order. They want their new world government, and they want their new world currency. And this is the whole point of all of this stuff. Guys, Trump was basically brought to us as a Trojan horse and brought in behind the gates. We've allowed a person who is involved with these people to come in and become the president of the United States, and we have to accept that. We have to look at what's going on, and we have to realize. Then the next thing I was going to say would be, well, what's better, Bernie Sanders or the weirdo creeper Biden? Guys, these guys control both sides. It's just you need to be aware of where we are. This is now you understand because you knew I was going to talk about this stuff today. Now you understand why I started off the show with hope and faith and action. That's why I started it off, because, guys, it's one of those things. Don't allow yourself to support George W. Bush after 4 years and basically say he's a great guy and put him back into office again. You know, you say, well, that's, by the way, I'm using that as a metaphor. This is what we did, the Christians did. We never held him accountable for what he needed to do. We are not holding Donald Trump accountable. The Christians have sucked up to him so much it's ridiculous as far as the Zionists. And are they trying to bring in the New World Order? Yeah, I guess they are. I guess they're trying to bring in that Third Temple too, aren't they? Yeah, and I guess what else they're trying to do? They're trying to bring in the Antichrist, and they're trying to get themselves raptured, and they're going to sacrifice the whole planet in order to do so. I mean, this is some sick philosophy. We're supposed to love one another. You shall love them because you'll know that they're my disciples because they love one another. What the heck is this all about? Christianity's gotten twisted up, guys, and we've got to know that there's a real Jesus, there's a real Christianity, there's a real faith. And there's a real progression for all of us to follow as far as the hope that we have in glory, and we've got to maintain that faith. I love you guys. I'm going to let Austin finish up. We're almost out of time. Quick show today. Jeff Fritz tonight. God bless. I'll talk to you in a little bit.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you again for the continued support. Hope you guys are going to have a great week. We're all going to have a great week. We're staying busy down here at Health Masters, but if you need anything, feel free to give us a call, 1-800-726-1834. We're always here to help you guys out the best we possibly can when it comes to nutritional needs, supplemental advice, or even just dietary changes. So please feel free to give us a call. Check out the website at healthmasters.com. We're going to keep doing the best we can to keep everybody supplied. I think we have some more food buckets coming in today, a small batch. I mean, it's getting crazy with a lot of these companies. And I told you guys a week and a half ago, be very wary of these companies that are coming in and saying that they have, oh, well, everybody else is out of stock, but we can get buckets. Look at the fine print, because every single one of these companies that I've contacted or I've reached out to, they've told me they're a minimum on 8 to 10 weeks. Before buckets are ordered. And I'm not telling you that to try to buy them for me, because quite frankly, the ones that I'm coming in are going to be gone immediately, pretty much as soon as, you know, people call in or as soon as they get here. That's why I'm not pre-selling them. Multiple people, are you pre-selling? No, I'm not pre-selling anything. I don't like selling stuff unless I have it, because I'm not going to do what these guys are doing. Because quite frankly, if I can't get you the buckets for 8 to 10 weeks, I'd rather tell you, especially what's going on right now, please go down to your local Publix or local supermarket and go buy canned foods, go buy some organic pasta, go buy some organic rice, get your stuff prepped yourself and put it in a bag yourself. I'm telling you that right now. That's the best option that I can recommend to anybody in this situation of what's happening. Is you're better off going in and buying some stuff at the store right now and prepping it yourself, because I tell you, food and water, those are two of the most important things. And next comes that is basically sanitation, medics for, you know, emergency kits, bandage wounds, healing, stuff like that, and, you know, supplementation and ammunition for defense. I mean, that's pretty much your main top priorities right there. So do what you need to do. We, again, thank you for the support. Feel free to sign up for our free weekly newsletter. And also, too, be sure to check out the product of the week on the website. Looks like the EyeSight and the prostate support are both winning pretty strongly right now. So we'll see what happens with those on Wednesday. But again, we thank you for everything. Be safe, be strong, stay prepped. And again, live in a spirit of preparedness and of love and of sound mind, as Dad said. You know, don't follow a lot of the mainstream media. I'm not following a lot of right now. I pull some articles up for stuff here and there, but almost everything they're doing right now is all fear porn. They're trying to keep everybody as scared as possible, and that doesn't work for me. I don't buy into all that. So thank you again, guys. Have an awesome night. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.
On Facebook.